Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Hannah Mills to the podcast. She is the owner of the Hot Springy Dinghy, which has been a staple in downtown, uptown Hot Springs for, 45 years, you said?
45 years.
So tell me a little bit about what the Hot Springy Dinghy is, because for somebody who doesn't, you know, hasn't been there, doesn't really know, it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, we're I guess a good term for us is eclectic. That's not a word you hear every day, but we fit that bill. We are a gift shop. We have some of the prettiest jewelry that you'll find in the city. We don't carry gold, but we do carry silver and costume. But we're also a costume rental. And we make the costumes there. I make the costumes. We are now probably considered the largest costume rental in the state of Arkansas.
Wow.
Yeah. We started out, I couldn't even sew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've grown into a 5,000 square feet facility.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you got started, because I know you're not originally from the Hot Springs area.
That's correct. Originally, I'm from Florida. However, I spent about 4 years in Boston, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I used to park my car by the water. And we started a small business there, right outside of Boston, in a place called Lynn, Massachusetts. And after 3 years, we had an offer. Someone offered to buy it, and we accepted the offer. And that was in 1978. In the winter of 78. And I don't know if you're familiar with weather history, but that was the year that they called the Great Blizzard of 78.
Oh, wow.
But it was really cool because we had already sold the business. We were totally footloose and fancy free. We didn't have to worry about a thing. We could get out and just play in the snow. And all of our neighbors were stuck. Nobody could travel. And so the whole neighborhood got out. It's the first time most of us met each other. It was awesome. But that made us realize that we're not snowbirds. We needed someplace warmer. So I laid open a map, and I closed my eyes, and I jabbed my finger down on the map, and you'll never believe, but it landed in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I thought, what's Arkansas?
Right.
So came and checked it out and absolutely fell in love. Fell in love from the first moment I saw it. It was so beautiful. It was right after a rain. Drove downtown. The streets were sparkling. The trees were glistening. The steam was rising. It was absolutely the most beautiful sight I'd ever seen. And that made me decide this was going to be my new home. I didn't even want to look anywhere else, you know, so.
Right.
We found a building downtown that was for rent. Rented the building and then left to go and find the merchandise to put in it. You know, showcases and whatever we're going to put in the showcases. Sure. And we were gone for about a week and a half. Came back and walked into the store. It was fairly late at night. Mm-hmm. And the inside of the store was completely covered in mud from one end to the other, completely covered in mud. And I'm thinking, where did this come from? I walked outside, streets are clean, looked in the businesses next door, they were all sparkling clean. And I thought, my goodness, we haven't even moved in. Are they out to get us?
Right.
But the next day, everybody, all of the neighbors nearby came with their mops and their buckets and helped us clean and explain to us that it was one of the things that Hot Springs is famous for, one of their floods.
Right.
But it had happened while we were gone and they had cleaned up everything except us.
Right.
And so that was that was kind of like the icing on the cake for me. You know, I knew that I had found the place I wanted to be. Now, we've been through three disasters since then, a fire, the flood, and then the rock slide. And after every single one, the community comes together and helps each other until everybody is back on their feet. You don't find that just anywhere, you know? It makes for a beautiful community. The people is what makes this area, you know? So 45 years later, I'm still happy here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah. So when did you end up moving to your current location over on Park?
That was right after the rock slide. And we were the epicenter of the rock slide.
Wow.
It took down the back wall and went all the way through to the front door. It killed our employee. It trapped a customer.
Wow.
But even with all of the horrible things about the rock slide, it was still, I mean, I'm so grateful for what didn't happen.
Because
mm-hmm. my husband was in the very back of the store just before the rock slide happened. And our other employee from upstairs called and asked him to come turn the heat on. So he dashed upstairs. And as he reached the top of the stairs is when the mountain gave way. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he would have been buried back there. My son, who was like around 5 years old at the time, mm-hmm. had a playroom at the back of the store. He spent the days there with us at the store. But that morning, his grandparents had stopped by and said, let us take him and go to Magic Springs. And so he was not there.
Yeah.
So I have so much to be grateful for. And that's when we moved to Park Avenue. And I think it's a really good move. We love it there. We love Park Avenue. Again, the people are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many areas that you go to, the people really ignore each other. You know, they don't want to know each other.
Right.
And as far as working together to make something happen, it's like pulling teeth. But not here. Not here. In Park Avenue, uptown, my committee, who's working on getting the lights lining the avenue, has been a team for 5 years now, and we're just as strong now as we were when we first got started. So we're about to finish, about to get it accomplished, where we get the last lights paid for. Keep your fingers crossed.
Right. You mentioned that. But you were telling me earlier you were also involved in helping getting the Downtown Association started.
Yeah, I was the first. I started the Downtown Merchants Association. I founded it. Wasn't intentional that I started it. I simply wanted to do an advertising co-op mm-hmm. and get all the merchants downtown together to advertise downtown and try to bring some, you know, it was slow. And so I don't know how it happened, even really. Just someone said, we need to have an association so that we can make more things happen, and you need to be the president. Well,
yeah.
But we started the Downtown Merchants Association. It's still going strong to this day. So, and that was when most of the major changes started happening downtown. I was telling you earlier about the canopy, the wooden canopy that some of the old timers will remember. The wooden canopy that used to run the length of Central Avenue downtown on both sides of the street that Hill Wheatley had erected. I'm not sure when he erected it, but it was years before I got there, and I got there in 78. But it had deteriorated to the point where if you walked under it, you probably got as wet, if not wetter, than if you were walking outside of the canopy. But one of the cool things about that canopy, there was lots of cool things about it, but one of the really cool things was the music that was the speakers that were lining the canopy. And I think it was the Wax Museum that had the sound system originally and kept music going under the canopy for the shoppers who were walking downtown. And how many areas do you go where you have music mm-hmm. outside when you're walking, looking in the windows? So it was a very cool thing. But it was time for it to go. And so we formed a separate association that was simply there to help work with restructuring downtown and figuring out what direction downtown needed to go. First thing that needed to go was the canopy.
Right.
And we involved the whole city in that. We brought the fire department in even. They helped us perform a downtown scrub down where they got out there with their hoses and water trucks and scrubbed, you know, just blasted the walls and the sidewalks especially and made them pristine looking so that we could get out there and paint all the buildings, which we did.
Yeah.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
You mentioned, you know, your work with downtown. You mentioned, you know, the stuff with the Park Avenue Community Association. How big is the community for you, working in the community, being a part of the community as opposed to just being a business owner?
Oh, it's, you know, I love what I do. I love being a costumer. I love sewing. I love meeting the people and, you know, working with all the customers. I love that. But what really brings it together is getting to know the people around me and working together on a bigger project, like cleaning up Uptown. When we first moved to Park Avenue, it was, according to police statistics, it was the highest crime rate in the city. One person can't clean that up. It takes a community.
Right.
And our community did it. We are now considered, according to police statistics, the lowest crime rate in the city. And that's a community effort. As far as, you know, we've started putting together Watkins Park, which is a playground area. Mm-hmm. And it's where our next goal is a splash pad. We're talking about big bucks, you know, mm-hmm. but the community is coming together and making this happen. And yes, we are working with the city, and the city is working with us on all of these projects. So it is a tandem, you know, it takes a huge community to make this happen. And I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So business has not always been easy. You mentioned mm-hmm. some of the disasters that y'all have been through. You made it out of COVID. A lot of small mom and pop businesses weren't able to make it out of COVID. How were you able to survive and thrive for as long as you have?
That's a good question. I guess just the fact that I don't know how to say no or how to quit, you know, because there's been a few times when, I mean, there was one time back when I was downtown, the business was so slow that I put a sign on the front window that we were going out of business. But somehow the community came together and said, no, you're not. We're still here. COVID was kind of a prime example because we could not stay open. You know, nobody could.
Right.
But I'm a seamstress. I sew. So I started making masks and I almost gave them away. I sold them for what I had into it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the Sentinel Record ran an article about that, and I became overwhelmed. So that kept us going through COVID. I mean, we didn't make any money,
right?
But we also survived, you
right.
know. So that's just how life is.
Right.
If life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
You mentioned that at one point you're almost closed. I know it's been about a year ago, a little over a year ago, y'all said that you put the business up for sale. You know, tell me a little bit about that and about the decision to do that.
Well, I know I'm one of the very fortunate people that don't show my age, but I am 74. And that's retirement time. And so David
Absolutely.
And I, no, I mean, we love what we do. We love mm-hmm. where we are, but we decided that it is time to think about retirement. And so we did put the store on the market. I have several criteria for selling the store. I'm not interested in just selling it. I want it to be right for Park Avenue, for mm-hmm. Uptown. I would love for the costume business to continue because there's a need for it in this town. And even though I'm getting to the point where, I mean, I feel great. I am great. Mm-hmm. I have nothing seriously wrong. But it's time for somebody younger with more energy and probably more creative ideas to take it over. And so I'm hoping that that's what comes of this. That being said, there will reach a point where we will decide whether or not to just simply say, okay, this is it. We're ready to retire, period.
Right.
While we do feel good.
Right.
But meanwhile, we're not in a rush. We're waiting for the right people. And they're out there. I know they are. So when they get here, we'll be ready for them.
Yeah. So I know that you said that y'all have a big sale that y'all got going on. It goes through the end of the month. Big Christmas sale. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have jewelry literally from around the world. We have turquoise jewelry that are made by the Native Americans in New Mexico area. We have jewelry from Indonesia, sterling silver from the Philippines, all around the world. Not to mention gifts of all different aspects for all kinds of people. My husband is a potter. Mm-hmm. He makes pottery. We have pottery for sale. We have a really nice selection of just interesting gifts for those people that are really hard to buy for, maybe because they already have everything.
Right.
You know, so we decided that now through the end of the month, we're going to run a Christmas sale of anywhere from 10% to 40% off of pretty much everything in the store. So what else do I say about it?
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming by. I enjoyed getting a chance to talk to you, talk a little bit about what you do and what you have done for, you know, Hot Springs and Park Avenue and downtown. You know, it's great to see people still doing stuff like that because it's something that you don't see everywhere.
That is true. Hot Springs is a special place. Yeah. It is.
So remind me, where is the Hot Springy Dinghy and what are your hours?
The Hot Springy Dinghy is located at 409 Park Avenue, which is four blocks north of downtown. We are open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening. We jealously guard our 2 days off, Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. All right. And I know that y'all are also on Facebook.
We are.
That the only social media y'all have?
It is now.
Okay.
It is now, yeah.
And people can find that just by searching for Hot Springy Dinghy?
Yep. We're easy to find. Like us on Facebook, y'all.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.